Let's understand what are the various drivers of employee engagement. What drives employees to be engaged intellectually, affectively, and socially? First and foremost is organizational reputation. There is a brand image of the organization that this is the best organization to work for example, Google or TCS. When the employee applies for such an organization, whenever there is a vacancy advertised in the newspaper, he is looking forward to join this organization because of the organizational reputation. He feels that if I can get the job in this organization, I will be lucky. He will feel proud once he gets the job in such an organization. So, organizational reputation as a good employer, because the employees are engaged in them, they are involved in their job, their bosses are also appreciating and value their inputs for the jobs that they are doing, which will help in driving the employees to be further engaged in such an organization. Second is pay. Well, money is a motivator. So if a person is paid well, what he deserves based on his merit, qualification, experience, etc., and the amount of efforts he is putting in his work, definitely he'll feel motivated and he will be engaged in his work. He will feel committed to this organization and definitely it will improve his involvement in his work. Similarly, recognition. When the immediate superiors and the top bosses are recognizing the work of their employees in public, they are appreciating in the form of praise for the employees for good work done. They are giving them awards and certificates. They are giving them promotions based on the work they have performed and their potential. And they are making them go for the higher learning and development programs so that they can further their careers. And that's how the employee feels that we are recognized by our top management, and this will lead to employees' engagement in their work intellectually, affectively, and socially. Then comes leadership. Top leadership is something which is very important to be having concern and care for their employees, which will lead to them appreciating their employees, training and developing their employees further, giving them the importance of their work, significance of their work, believing in them, giving them the responsibility, delegating the work to the right people and making them proud if they have done something good in public by their appreciation. Engaging managers. When the managers are engaging their people in the work they love, in the skills they have, and supporting them by mentoring them, guiding them whenever needed, providing the right kind of resources for them to have better products and services, whatever they ask for. We have known that there is a concept of quality circle which was developed in US and it was more used in Japan by a group of people meeting once in fortnight from the same department, discussing about the problems of their jobs and coming out with the solutions. And if the managers are going to listen to them and provide the right kind of resources, this will engage these workers further. This will improve their analytical skills, problem solving skills and leadership skills and presentation skills also. And this is how the employees are engaged to their work in a better way. Employees should have voice. As in quality circles, they have got a voice that the superiors are listening to them. Similarly, whenever the employees are giving any suggestions, one should have a suggestion box. And once they are giving suggestions, they should be looked into sincerely and they should be implemented as far as possible so that employee will feel that I have got a voice in this company. And this will lead to the mental satisfaction and pride for working such a company where his voice is heard. Integrity of the employee should be there. One should be having the voice. One should have the engaging managers, and what they are speaking, they should be doing, which will lead to role models for the employees, and hence they will also be having integrity in their work with the full possible capability. The nature of the work. The task should be an interesting work for the person to do. There should be some challenges and he should be provided with support and guidance. There should be autonomy for his work. Whatever resources he needs should be given, which will lead to job satisfaction, and immediate feedback should be given to that person so that he knows where he is going wrong and he can improve upon immediately rather than at the end of a year when performance appraisal interview is given. Work environment should be such where people feel like working. He should be comfortable. The noise levels should be minimum, say around 50 to 60 decibel at the most. The temperature should be very comfortable, in the range of say 24-25 degrees centigrade. There should not be any hazards in the environment in the form of gases, chemicals, etc. Or if they are there, they should be prevented to avoid any health hazards to the employee who are working there. And they should be regularly monitored, and biological monitoring also may be done for the employees if required. So work environment should be absolutely safe for the safe and hygienic for the employee, so that it's not going to lead to any occupational disease to the employee. Overall, the culture of the organization should be such where they value the employees' values. They should be gelling with that at the time of recruitment itself, and they should be given the importance of the values, ethics, periodically by having code of ethics, by having ethical managers, ombudsman, etc. And this will lead to employees becoming more honest, employees becoming more involved in their work. One should have always opportunities for learning and development. The organization should have lot of training and development programs for the employees, right from the beginning, at the time of induction, at the time of on-job training when they have started the job, by imparting the right kind of technical skills for them if required, soft skills, and management development programs periodically, upgrading their soft skills, upgrading their technical skills, and making them aware of the overall global scenario, the significance of their work, how it is going to improve day by day, and it will lead to career development and further succession planning also for the organization, and the employee will feel that he is an important part of the organization. Top management is interested and involved in his development, which will lead to employee engagement further. What are the various strategies the organization has to take so that employees will feel that they should be involved and committed to the organization and they should be feeling proud for this employer to work for? First and foremost is leadership. There should be commitment from the top leaders in building the engaged leaders, because we want the employees with their career development to become leaders for their departments. And so the top leaders, top management people's leadership should be such that they should themselves be highly engaged, committed to the upliftment and growth of the organization, highly ethical, with having the same values as the organization values. They should be role models. They should be appreciating their senior leaders and departmental heads for their ideas, for their innovative ideas, for their commitment to the organization, so that it can percolate further downwards. One should have engaging managers, so that these managers are taking care of the way that they can see how these managers themselves are totally involved, they are enjoying their work and making the people know what are the right values, what is right, what is just, what is fair, and how to work so that ultimately we are committed to the organization, and which will lead to better and better customer satisfaction and customer delight. They should be, employee voice should be always heard, and there should be a two-way communication rather than only the managers telling the employees what to do. Whenever the employees are giving any suggestions, the managers should look into it very sincerely and implement these suggestions as far as possible if they are right, and they should appreciate these people for giving these suggestions. So it's always a two-way communication required, which will lead to employee engagement. Integrity. When we are having the top leaders who are committed from top, who are building engaged leaders, who are again leading to engaging managers, and they are listening to employee voice, overall the whole organization will be having all employees with high integrity, because they are role models, because they are doing what they are telling. This will lead to build a distinctive corporate culture, and it is going to bridge the gap between what is practiced and what are the laid down organizational values. Well, as we know, what we think, that comes, those ideas will come in your speech. What you speak, those ideas you should be acting. So one should have consistency between what one thinks and what one speaks, and there should be consistency between what one speaks and what one does. So there should not be any discrepancy between telling something and doing something else. If the leaders are telling, one should be ethical, and if the leader himself is involved in some corruption which the subordinate sees, then it's of no use. So whatever organizational values, whatever ethical values, whatever code of ethics that has been told to the employees, it has to be practiced by all the leaders, all the managers, then only one can bridge the gap between what is practiced and what is laid down in the organizational values, and this should be done from top to bottom by everyone. It's not just a flowery words to be used, but it has to be practiced what is being taught. The work itself should be highly motivating. One should not have totally a monotonous work, and hence job enlargement, job enrichment, etc. should be done for all the employees. One should have adequate resources available to perform their job. The job roles should be intrinsically motivated. Some challenges should be there. At the same time, they should not be totally impossible to do it. They should be having the right kind of training to do that work. They should be supported, they should be mentored by the leaders. They should be given feedback as early as possible. For the work done, it should be given by the customer directly to that person rather than through his superior who can filter that. This will lead to use of his abilities and autonomy in the best way. When a person is autonomous, he feels he is valued by the organization. Let's understand this by one example. In one of the retail shop of a very renowned watch company in a posh locality, one CEO went and purchased, say, Rado watch, which was worth 50,000 rupees. Well, within 2 days, he came back. There was some problem. It was not working. He met the same salesman from whom he has taken the watch. The salesman immediately took the watch, opened the watch, and found out that there was some manufacturing error. He immediately replaced a new watch to the CEO without asking any superior person in the organization. You can understand how much autonomy is given to this person. At the same time, how much he is trained to find out what is the mistake in the watch also. So one can understand, in most of the scenario what we see, if somebody goes to the salesman, what he normally tells that, okay, you keep this watch with me, I am going to send it to the company. Within 15 days, they will find out what's the problem. If it is repairable, they are going to repair it and give you back. And if not, we may replace it with a new watch. And after 15 days, when the person inquires, at times he gets, or at times he is told that, sorry, there was some problem in the company and now wait for 8 more days. Here you see how much autonomous this salesman is, that the CEO is amazed to see the way in which the salesman has behaved. Immediately, a new watch has been given to the CEO. He'll never forget the service, the confidence he got in this company. He's never going to forget, and naturally he is delighted with this kind of attitude of the salesman and this kind of performance of this company, because that's what is required for customer delight. Then there is autonomy. The employee feels that the company values him. When there is an immediate feedback given by the customer rather than it is filtered by the superior, he doesn't know exactly what's wrong. So he cannot improve to that extent, or unnecessarily is getting firing from the superior person. Let's understand further the employment engagement strategies. The work environment and culture should be such where it should start right from onboarding, that is induction, where a person is made to feel the part of the organization as if he is wanted for this organization when he joins the organization by giving him very courteous welcome, by listening to him, by sorting out all his queries, by giving him the importance of his work as a whole for the organization with the vision, mission, the departmental work, what he is going to do, with whom he is going to work, and to whom he is going to report, and how he can get his queries sorted out easily there. And even a buddy may be given to whom can be a mentor, so that a senior person or senior leader can be a buddy or a mentor for him, so that he may be given a good lunch in a good restaurant to improve the rapport, to feel at home, and always he can be supported and guided by this buddy or the mentor. In orientation, he is told about his department, the co-department with whom he may be interacting, about the type of work he is going to do, he can be trained initially exactly what he is supposed to do and all. This will lead to development of the positive culture, which will help the employee to be a part of the organization right from the beginning. As we know, there are many people who are leaving the organization within first 3 months or 6 months because of the disillusionment occurs for these employees when they are joining the organization and suddenly they feel lost. Nobody is supporting them, nobody is coordinating with them, and as if they are a foreign person which is not needed for the company. That's what, if the department people are behaving with him, or what has been promised is not given to that person, the different kind of work is given to him, then naturally he is least likely to get engaged in his work and is likely to leave the organization. So one should have healthy working conditions, as I told you earlier, which should be very conducive and harmonious to the employee to work without having any adverse effects on his health, his physical health, mental health or emotional health. And there should be a strong feedback system whereby the immediate superior is giving him frequent feedbacks for his improvement if required, and of course appreciation also is required if he is doing some good work. There should be opportunity for learning and development, and it should ensure that the appropriate training is given to this person based on training need assessment, and he should be given an opportunity to use this training he has undergone so that he knows the importance of these training programs and applies it in his day-to-day life. There should be a creation of learning culture for the whole organization. Every employee, right from the lowermost to the topmost rung, should undergo training program. In some of the good organizations, they are having 8 days program or 15 days training program for each and every employee. So that there should be a learning culture overall, so that people are acquiring newer and newer knowledge, skills, abilities. They know overall about what's going on in this world, how their products and services are required by the customers, what improvements they want, how to achieve those improvements, how to do those things by acquiring certain new skills and technologies, and also soft skills, so that it will lead to better interpersonal relationships, better emotional connect with the people and the organization. Pay and recognition. One should get pay which is equivalent in similar organizations for the work done for the qualifications and experience of this person, and he should be given the right kind of incentives in the form of fringe benefits, the transport or the conveyance allowance, the canteen, the proper security, long-term security, etc., so that he feels a part of the organization and is happy working for the organization, and he gets involved in his work, and he got respect and reverence for his top management because the top management is concerned for him. And one should also focus on top performing employees so that an extra incentives can be given to these people so that they are more engaged in their work, they are more innovative in their work. For that they should be given faster promotions and better fringe benefits, so that they are going to be more involved in their work and they feel that they are appreciated. That's why they are not going to leave the organization as well. The organizational reputation, there should be strong internal brand communication. Vision statement, mission statement should be known to each and every person. In fact, while evolving a new vision or mission statement, it should be done pan-organizational level in succession, sequence, so that overall, right from bottom to top, the evolution of this mission or vision statement should occur, so that everybody feels that they are participating in developing the vision and mission statement for the organization, and the logos, which becomes very important part of culture of the organization, and people feel involved in that, and naturally it will improve the employee engagement. At the same time, the organization should always participate in various corporate social responsibility activities. In fact, today we know that from 2011 onwards, the new law has been erected and now implemented, that every organization having 5 crore of profit, they should be at least utilizing 2% of their average last 3 years profit for CSR activities. And there should be volunteerism for the employees, whereby when they are doing social activities, it will improve their image, it will improve their mental satisfaction. At the same time, they will feel that our organization is doing a lot of social upliftment, and hence we should work for such an organization. It will improve the employee engagement for the employees. At the same time, it will improve the employer branding, brand image of this organization will improve day by day, that this organization is very active in community upliftment as well. It's not only interested in its own profit, but it is interested in upliftment of the community, of the nation as a whole. So the brand image of the organization will improve. At the same time, to work for such an organization, employees will feel proud, and it will improve the employee engagement also.